We are entering chapter 2 of our 1 to superhero series. We are gonna be talking about another series that features superheroes. We are gonna be talking about the latest K-drama sensation. Mm-hmm. And that is...
Moving! For me, yung standout talaga is how they created episodes on the characters themselves. Kaya nga parang dami rin nagsasabi ng mga tao na para it feels very like heroes to them, and for me, Sense8.
Yun yung parang sobrang favorite ko, yung pagka-heroes niya sa umpisa, and then bigla siyang whoosh! Biglang naging homeland, parang what is happening? What a feat na bigla niyang nagawa yun, and without forgetting about the heart.
Paulit-ulit kasi nila sinasabi na parang this is about normal people who can be superheroes.
Yeah.
Dina-downplay nila yung superpowers the entire time.
Yeah.
It was always focused on the humanism.
Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted,
completely in love with all things Hallyu,
at naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay,
One to Sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu love.
One, two, sarang!
Hey! Annyeong, this is Pia.
What's up, everyone? This is Trancy.
Hi, this is Monica, and welcome to another episode of 1, 2, Sarang!
Aha! Weekly po kami!
Namiwa na ba kayo? Wag muna! Kasi medyo fun tong episode natin, guys. Because we are entering chapter 2 of our 1 to Superhero series. Uh-huh.
So kasi ako na super shy pa.
Ay, wait. Hindi siya super shy.
Girl, may medyo ethnic feels siya.
Oo nga eh. Ano yun? Tinikling?
Super shy.
Hindi niyo nakita yung giling ko eh. Hindi nakuha sa camera.
Ah, okay. Sorry,
sa TikTok na lang. Sa TikTok mo.
TikTok na lang. For full body experience, guys.
Dahil magsismoke challenge si Monica.
Correct.
Tama.
Mag-iossi siyang 10 pack ng sigarilyo.
Wow, yung pala yung pala yung
smoke challenge. Smoke alarm challenge pala to.
Correct.
So anyway, today we are gonna be talking about another series that features superheroes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, pansin niyo ba na every year, there's like always that K-drama that kind of like, Titillates. Oh my god, I love that word. No? Titillates the world.
Yes.
It takes most of the world by storm. Mm-hmm. And like, as in, we've seen it in like Kingdom and Squid Game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for this episode, we are going to be talking about the latest K-drama sensation. Mm-hmm. And that is... Ta-dun.
Moving!
Oh, I'm so excited, guys! Oh my God! Kung naalala nyo, like, nung season opener natin, sinabi ko talaga, please, this is like an open mic, this is like a public request that we do a moving episode, and finally it happened. So this is like a dream come true, because
of
I
course,
love this drama
moving.
So much.
Enjoy it.
And
so
it seems like you guys loved it too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You liked
it. Hindi, actually,
right?
Ayoko. Ba't pa tayo nandito? Wow.
Okay, bye. Exit ka na. So we love this show, and we are gonna be talking about it. We're gonna have a dedicated time to talk about Moving's badass production scale and quality, because oh my god, guys, it was mind-blowing, right?
Yes.
And syempre, we're gonna talk about everything else about Moving. I mean, like, kasama na dun yung writing, yung acting, yung casting, and all that. Yung sa kasha lang ha. I mean, syempre may time limit din to, and we'll try our best talaga. But to be honest, if I can talk about Moving for hours, I could. I've been talking to friends about this, dun sa mga nakapanood. every now and then, nagme-message pa rin kami about it and stuff. Kasi ang dami pwedeng pag-isipan at pag-usapan about it. Kasi it was just so fun, right? I'm also going to be asking, what were the themes of the show that we loved? Kasi madami, diba? I also want to ask, why was the show successful? I mean, all of a sudden, poof, it's like so big. So we want to theorize about that. And finally, assuming, of course, that you guys are watching this episode because you've seen the show, we are going to be talking about the crumbs, the Easter eggs, yung mga bitin moments that we saw at the final episode, which we are assuming na may season 2. So we want to theorize kung ano ang pwedeng mangyari sa season 2. Na really declaring na magkakaroon ng season 2. Kasi kung hindi, ay nako, kang fool. Ewan ko na lang, ha?
You dapat meron, ha?
Kang fool. Don't fool us.
Siya na yung the pabo.
The pabo. Kang pabo na siya.
Oh, wow. He's not a pabo. He's the best. So yun ang ating briefing of what we're gonna talk about for this episode.
Yes!
My gosh. But first, so okay, moving. Gusto ko lang i-share na ito yung synopsis niya, guys, ha? As in most of, like, yung mga Wikipedia, Asian Wiki, Han Cinema, etc., etc. Based on Kang Fool's webtoon of the same name, Moving is a supernatural drama that deals with the stories of high school students and their parents who have secrets that the others do not know. These three students try to hide their special abilities from other people while their parents struggle to protect them from being used by other people. Like, what the hell? Sorry, tawang-tawa lang kasi ako. Kasi remember, I would do like the monthly drops. And then this is what I read. So I thought, oh, okay, Moving, it's that kind of drama. Pero parang kulang. Like, sobrang they really held back. Because it's not just about supernatural drama na secrets. Alam mo yun? It was so much more.
True.
So, nakakatawa talaga na yun lang talaga yung released synopsis to the world. At syempre, hindi natin papalampasin that we list down kung sino-sino ang mga characters na to. And I group them in families, guys, para din easier for us to remember who they are. So, we have Lee Mi-yun, played by Han Yeo-ju. Meron siyang super senses powers. We have Kim Doo-sik, her husband. She ends up marrying Kim Doo-sik. His superpower is flight, and of course, it's played by Pia's number one.
My love. Love. Zoe Sung. Sabi ko ka-birthday ko, hindi pala.
Hindi pala. Yes,
siya na. One day advanced pala ako.
I guess ganun siguro sa Korea, one day advanced.
Baka it's the Korean year.
Korean birthday thing.
Oh, tama. Tapos, meron silang anak na si Kim Bong-suk. Ang powers niya ay combo. So, meron din siyang super senses and flight abilities, diba? And he is played by Lee Jong-ha. Na nasa Nevertheless din pala siya. I didn't know.
What was his role there?
I don't know. Pero like in Asian Wiki, nandun yung credits na nasa Nevertheless siya. Pero hindi ko talaga ma-figure out kung saan siya doon.
Kasi anyway, sexy pa siya doon siguro. Kasi obviously, he gained weight for this role.
He did gain weight for this role.
I saw his IG. He has like a nice arm. Alam mo yun?
Yeah! So, sa mga interview nila ngayon na parang sexy na siya. Pogi!
Pogi siya! Cute
alam,
pogi.
Buti na lang bata siya, no? Ang bilis nang makalose ng weight.
Correct.
Actually. Okay, on to the next family. We have Jang Ju-won. Ang powers niya ay healing and it's played by the magnificent Ryu Song-ryong. Nabubulol ako dun, ah.
But yeah. Tong twister. Sabi mo
Song-ryong Shi. I love him so much. And yes. Guys, if you haven't followed him in his IG yet, please do, because if you wanna see more clips, mga behind the scenes clips on Moving and all the other things that he's done in the past, he's very, very generous. Like,
yes.
Sobrang awesome
and
niya sa
parang
IG.
Parang Sun Bae-nim din kasi siya, like all the actors, parang he's a professor to the actors when it comes to acting. May ganun siya eh. So sobrang Sun Bae. Love him.
Correct. And it kind of makes sense too.
Ang dami niya mga cameos
too.
Kung ano-ano pa yung mga K-drama.
Sobrang true. He and well-respected.
I think nag-cameo siya dun sa isang series that we watched. Parang he was this tailor.
Was it ano? What's that? Yung school crash course in romance? Tama ba?
Or was it not?
Trailer?
Ayun, I think yun nga. Oo, baka na crash course in romance. Sorry, parang yun nga. Oo.
Tama ba? But anyway.
And tapos Extreme Job. Lang.
And Extreme Job, yes, of course. The best. Who also plays a fried chicken man.
Correct. Meron na siyang background in cooking fried thing. Chicken.
Yeah, maybe yes. He's so good at it. And super cute lang, like, since you mentioned that he's like a super Sunbae name. Because like, nakakatawa, yung daughter niya, si... Ang pangalan niya, si Jang Hee-soo, who also has the healing abilities, played by Ko Yun Jung. Our love from Alchemy of Souls 2, ha? 2.
Huwag tayo masyado parang... magalit.
Sorry, masyado magalata. Parang kinukwento niya na, syempre, Song Ryung yun, di ba? So, natatakot siya na he will play her father and all that. Tapos super sweet, like in the first reading, he brought her and the actress who played the mom, like a bouquet of flowers. Na as a parang, I guess, hello, let's do our jobs well or let's be a family or something like that. So because of that gesture, parang gets na wala yung takot niya. And then suddenly she's comfortable, like she's able to converse with him because of that kind act. And I love that about him. So yon. I mentioned the mom, si Ji-hee, Wang Ji-hee, yes. Played by Kwak Soon-young. Sobrang amazing. I love her so much. Maybe even my favorite character of the show.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. At siya yung nasa ano, Behind Every Star. Yung pala yung
minimension. Hospital playlist!
Ano, sa hospital playlist siya. Okay. Papanoorin ko na yung hospital playlist. Yes. Sa kanya.
Yes. Although medyo small role, but yeah.
Ah, okay. And then for our third family, we have Lee Jae-man. Ang powers niya ay Super Strength and Speed, played by Kim Sung-kyun. Our favorite daddy. We've seen him in Reply 1988. Yes. And
he's
DP.
Also in, right now, Hanggang Police, Han River Police.
Oh, he is! Oh, yes. There you go. That's an that's like a current... it's on Disney Plus, right?
Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's a current drama ongoing on Disney Plus. If you wanna see him some more, dahil bitin kayo sa moving... There you go. Ang son niya na minana ang kanyang super strength and speed ay si Lee Gang-hoon, played by Kim Do-hoon.
Sobrang pogi,
yes.
Grabe.
And then, yung asawa ni Jae-man, si Shin Yun-young, she's played by Park Bo-kyung. Fun fact, do you remember in Good Bad Mother, that girl who had a mask on the entire time.
Yeah.
This is her.
That's her.
Correct. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wala na siyang mask.
Wala na siyang face mask.
Correct.
So ano naman, worth it naman yung pag face mask niya because she was able, she has naman pala like a spot in like the biggest K-drama of the year. So
correct.
Good job, ate. Ate talaga. So yun ang ating main families. Bakit ko sila grinupo into families? Well, we are gonna be talking about the themes later, and obviously this show is heavily underlined in the family theme. But before we get into that, oh my god, can we please talk about the production value of this show? Like, it's so yummy.
As a 60 billion Korean production. Money well spent.
Yeah.
Right?
Although, didn't the director say na parang kung iisipin mo, parang mura pa nga yun. Kasi medyo contained pa nga daw yung mga ginawa nila, correct, if you think about it. But yung sa ano, when kasi nabanggit natin yung Alchemy of Souls kanina, yung biggest frustration natin is the world building, right? Because like, it was so bitin. But here, it was so expansive. Like, hindi mo talaga na-feel yung sinabi niyang, kulang pa ito. Parang, correct, wow, grabe.
Correct, tama. And since you mentioned the budget, yes, they spent 60 billion Korean won. I actually kind of researched on the math. So that's about $45 million. But if you divide that to 20 episodes, that's like 2.5 $2.25 million per episode, which is actually pretty small. I mean, if you're gonna compare it to, say, mga Western superhero, the big ones, syempre, Marvel Cinematic Universe, tsaka yung mga Star Wars, they would cost about $25 million and or $15 million each kasi. So, layo pa ng $2.25 million.
Correct.
So, paulit-ulit sinasabi ng director and mga producers and like the mga featurettes and mga interviews na it just seems expensive, but as a whole, like, in fact, $2.25 million per episode is still so small that they had to get crafty. Like, they had to really use all the creativity they could because they want to produce something as nice, like as quality as these superhero, Western superhero shows that we know, but with a limited budget. And na feel natin that they used all their creativity in the show,
they did.
Well, it was sobrang galing ng series na to because it actually, I think, kung tama yung mga binabasa ko sa Twitter, it saved Disney Plus Korea. Because, like,
yes, it feels so much like it.
So many Koreans also started subscribing to it. And if you think about it, Disney Plus has been failing in Asia.
Yes, correct.
Like, isa-isa na siyang nagsisipagsarahan in the region. But this show managed to keep them afloat. And I think it'll keep them afloat for a long time because of its success. Like, the idols are watching it. Sorry. Ano ko yan eh?
Of course.
Parang point, what do you call that? Parang reference point ko yun. Kung minimension din nila yan sa mga lives nila and stuff like that, that's like a good drama. Wag lang kayo, Yoshi, kasi pinapanood niya lahat eh.
Correct. At binabalikan ng itiwan
oras.
Pero, correct.
Hindi, pero totoo, kasi like, parang na-feel ko talaga yung revival ng Disney Plus because of this. I mean, ang dami naman din mga K-dramas talaga sa Disney Plus. Like, this year they had, like, Dr. Romantic, and that didn't really take off. Pero because of this, I mean, ako kasi nagva-variety din ako, may mga variety akong pinapanood dun. But because of this, parang, okay, napacheck tuloy ako dun sa ibang mga K-drama.
Ibang
kaya
stuff.
Nga nanonood ako bigla ulit nung Han River
Han
Police.
Han River.
Kasi nakaka-interest because medyo same peg, medyo action-action, gano'n. O, sige, patulan natin yan.
Correct, diba?
And come to think of it, parang siguro talagang pinush nila this year. Kasi before nito, Revenant naman. Although it's not as big of a
correct.
Hit as this. Uh-oh. But at least, like, they're funding shows na.
Yes.
And like, at least pushing it towards a direction that they feel would, you know, create, like, a following for Disney.
Actually. Yes.
And buti kumagat, Revenant, I think, it was also very, very popular in Korea. Hindi lang siya masyadong nag-pick up in the region and the rest of the world.
Correct.
It's moving yung naging big time
correct.
Talaga for
yes.
Pero, oh my God, sobrang props talaga. Thank you talaga for making this show because, my God, I mean, the production, going back to the production value, like, the number of times that I cried because of, like, how they would mount the action scenes, how they would shoot things, even the music, the production designer. By the way, the production designer is a woman. So I'm very happy about that. Na parang ito yung goal ko sana for that other film that I was supposed to work on. That I was supposed to finish, by the way. But like, kasi diba superhero, eme din siya, and all that. But it didn't happen because of the pandemic and all that. So parang nakakatuwa to see her in her featurette. Parang I loved what she said about how they decided on what their focus should be about the show, which is authenticity, because essentially kasi moving for everyone, for the production team, and of course, what we saw, parang ang isa sa mga main theme nila is ordinary people can be superheroes. So, unlike, like, say, the Western superhero stuff na maraming flashy things na meron pa silang costume, meron pa silang shield, alam mo yun, meron silang group name or whatever.
Correct.
Ito, this dude is just manning a chicken shop. This, alam mo yun, this lady is just frying up some donkatsu. Alam mo yun? Mm. Parang any normal person can be a superhero. So the PD was saying na it was so important for them to make the look as authentic as possible, aka as Korean as possible.
Mm-mm.
And it worked, like every detail. At period pa to, ha, kasi nagfa-flashback sila correct to the 80s, diba? Yung sa kwento ni Juwon, how he met his wife. I love that. I love that look.
Mm.
Yung motel look and the gangster dens.
Correct. Yung
casino. Uh-oh. Casino ba yun? Or parang club?
It's a club.
No, mas club siya.
Club.
Parang, it was so... how do I... Basta, it was so delicious. Like, every little... Every inch of the screen had so much to say. Parang walang tapon. Even the decision to, like... dress Bong Seok-ki in that yellow puff jacket. Mm. Although I think malaking tulong, of course, na webtoon kasi to before. So yeah. Visually, meron na silang
pegs.
May anchor pegs, na sila.
May reference na sila. Uh-oh. And I think even in the what do you call that? The webtoon, naka-puff jacket na rin si Bong Seok. Mm. So, alam mo yon. But it's just, I don't know, there was something about putting him in that jacket. And like his character,
he's just a flying marshmallow.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
He's like this bright ball of sunshine. So parang gets, nagmukha talaga siyang sunshine with that outfit. Kasi,
by the way, yung unang interaction niya with Wisu, the girl, naka-yellow kapote rin siya.
Correct.
So parang ang na may ganong tie-in between the two children.
The Paddington Bear.
Na parang, the Paddington, like, alam mo yun,
raincoat. Yeah.
Yung for me, ang dating sa akin nun, parang, I mean, kung yung stories ng mga magulang nila is all about struggle and strife, parang the kids are the rays of hope for them.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yan, na parang they are, nakakalas na sila dun sa sistema na kinulong yung mga magulang nila. So, like, it's just very bright and optimistic. And even sa dulo, diba, parang yung last scene na nung dumating na si Dushik, biglang ang bright nung bubong nila. Na actually, for me, medyo jarring siya ng slight. Like, whoa! It's so bright!
It had to be purple,
it
diba?
Had to be purple.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because but, kasi parang lahat out. Parang like, pati yung payong, parang it was just very, sino yun? Lisa Frank.
Correct.
Alam mo, parang feeling ko, gets ko naman kung bakit.
Yeah.
Oo. Ano lang, sa view ko lang, parang whoa! Ang lakas, ganun. Pero parang, pero gets naman kung bakit. Alam mo yun, it makes sense.
Speaking of colors, ang cute, no? They did this a lot in this show, the mirroring.
Mm.
So the purples to the parents nga, si Miyun, siya si Dushik.
Mm.
And the yellows nga to Bong Seok-ki and Hisu. So, cute lang na may ganun. At marami pang iba, actually. I wanna talk about that mirroring extensively later on. But yeah, oh my gosh, wait. Or maybe I should stop myself with like the prod stuff because I want to talk about the wiring, the VFX. The VFX, pinagmamayabang nila na parang...
What's a VFX? The visual effects. Okay.
Parang
pinagyayabang nila, yes. Pinagyayabang nila na parang the number of shots that was taken for moving that required CGI, parang it's equivalent to 2 to 4 films or something.
Correct.
And it took like 60 VFX studios across 9 countries to complete all that.
Wow.
Which is kind of insane. I mean, considering that this is just a TV show, alam mo yun?
Yeah.
I mean, this is something they do in films.
Mm.
Yeah.
And for reference, Avengers Endgame, they only had 2,700 VFX shots. Although, to be fair naman, parang 182 minutes lang yun. Ito parang 20 episodes. So medyo mas mahaba-haba naman din talaga yung moving. But point is, ganun ka, whoa, dedication. And
coordination, my God.
And coordination,
how to do that
my
with,
God.
Like 60... studios. That's insane.
I know. I can only, like, I got to work on that. Parang I worked on the VFX for Goyo. Parang I became the PD consultant. So every time they would show their work for approval, parang kasama ko ng director ng DP to see kung tama ba yung puno na ginawa nila, kung tama ba yung angulo ng street, kasi diba we use a lot of chroma green, kasi syempre we can't build the towns and the cities na in real life And oh my God, it was a lot of work. And that's just one film. Like, correct. I think it took us about 3 months to do that. So I have no idea how they managed to... I mean, it's just insane. Like, sobrang nakakaiyak.
It's wild.
Thinking kasi, about that kind of dedication.
Kasi parang nabasa ko na the director was... parang kinuha siya at the end of him making Kingdom. So that was pretty recent.
Kingdom Part 2.
Part 2. So sobrang recent lang nun. Pandemic yun, diba?
So no, parang two? Yeah.
Kung shinoot nila, I mean, kung hindi pandemic, natapos sila, oh yeah, pandemic, kasi
pandemic re-release.
Pandemic pero, ni-release. Uh-oh. So like, pero likely mga 2019 sila natapos.
Oo, sabihin na natin 2019 na natapos. So medyo intense nun. And tapos sabi po nung PD, parang it took them 6 to 8 months to finalize the sets, the designs that they wanna do. So this show really took a lot of time. Speaking of the director, oh my God, naloka ako ah. Siyempre, Wikipedia ko siya at IMDb at lahat. Naloka ako na ang nakalista lang sa, ano niya, sa list of past work is Moving and, ayun nga, Kingdom Part 2. And then that's it. And I'm like, what? How is this possible? What did he do to like, alam mo yun, pitch himself?
Yeah.
To say na, Kingdom. I can do this?
Kingdom
yeah, itself. How did he get Kingdom?
Exactly. Ano yung background niya before that? Like how?
Zombie. May first-hand experience siya in zombies.
Galing pala siya sa Joseon era.
Back in the Joseon era.
Kaya alam niya.
Oh.
So we talked about the director now, Park In-jae. I think we cannot skip talking about Kang Full, the writer of this series for so both webtoon and streaming series. How do you this show? Siya rin ang screenwriter for this. So, and wow, like sobrang amazing what he did. Can I just say, like the writing is just fantastic. His name talaga is Kang Do-yong. So, pen name lang niya si Kang Full. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he got that nickname, the Full, because sabi niya, he was always wearing green clothes back then. And I think Full or Pool is grass in Korean.
Oh.
Kaya naging Kang Full.
Kang Full of grass pala siya.
Oo, full of grass pala siya.
Is he vegetarian? Ah.
So that's or his pen name. So, ang backgrounder niya, he started the webtoon work at around 1997 pa, and he has like about 20 webtoons under his belt, so that's kind of fantastic. And Moving is actually not his first screenplay. He's done quite a bit, so which totally makes sense kasi nagulat ako na, I mean, if gets kung webtoon writer ka, ibang mundo kasi yung screenwriting eh. So, mukhang nagkaroon naman siya ng awesome training practice, in between practice. Kaya he was able to come up with this show, which is fantastic. The webtoon was released in 2015 and it actually has a prequel and a sequel.
Yes! So, yes!
So,
sure na yan!
Oo, yun yung hinala nila na merong season 2. Pero Witch Path? Kasi pwede nga siyang prequel.
No, yung sequel. Mukhang yung sequel. Kasi merong post about like, what's the title of the sequel? Parang...
The sequel. Wait, I think it's called Hidden. Tama ba? Wait, trivia.
Hindi.
Ah, Bridge.
Ayun. Parang there was like a cake na parang nakasulat dun. Tapos parang something-something bridge to season 2. Or bridge to something-something. Pero hindi nakalagay in... Hindi inherent na parang season 2, but something-something na maging bridge, blah, blah, blah. So, parang may mga ganyang mga hints ako nakita sa Twitter. On a cake.
Interesting. Meron din ano eh, meron din akong nakuha about, since we're talking about the prequels and stuff na, there was like, someone pointed out on Twitter na meron silang, pangunahan ko na, meron silang, what do you call this? Easter eggs? Remember that time na nagtitraining si PE teacher ng students? And then there was this one student that they never showed the face but he controlled time. And then suddenly, drop out na lang siya. Parang bigla na lang ganun yung kwento niya.
Correct.
Apparently, in his webtoon called Timing, ang premise nun is about 4 ordinary people with superpowers relating to time. Parang yun nga, nakaka turn back time, etc. Mm. Basta iba-iba, so medyo interesting. And Timing is actually the prequel to Moving. Mm. So,
yun yung prequel.
Interesting. Meron silang pwede, kumbaga meron na silang ano, mga nilatag na pwedeng pang spin-off if ever. So, good job.
Love it.
Or they can create a whole Marvel universe out of it.
Technically, they can.
And kung ilalaban na nila, di ba, might as well, right?
Correct. And did you know that Kang Full added characters in the show? So, madami siyang characters na wala talaga sa webtoon. And his reason for it is, para mabuo yung world, he wanted to make it really appear na maraming may superhero powers nga. May superpowers.
Yeah.
So, syempre very limiting yon pag sinusulat din na drawing mo. Mm. So, because of this opportunity that you're able to show it, film it, etc., he made sure na he added more. And I'm assuming it's the, si Bongge Man. He's one of those. Additional lang siya. And I think the Black Ops, the Black Agents, yung tatlong ano, tatlong
yung pinatay ni Frank.
Oh, yung pinatay ni Frank, yeah. What did you guys think about the writing? Kanina pa ako nag-funny.
Ako ano, for me yung standout talaga, and I think it's very rare to see in K-dramas, that I've seen, is how, like, they chopped up, they created episodes on the characters themselves. And I feel like it's also very parang cartoon, very comics feel. Alam mo yun? Parang very focused. And kaya nga parang dami rin nagsasabi ng mga tao na para it feels very like heroes to them. And for me, Sense8, I think yun sa mga recent na napanood ko, na parang each major character, and not even the major characters, parang as in may soul episode na sila lang yung bida. And for me, sobrang nakatulong siya with how I latched onto the show. Because they are so much more real. Like, yung backstory, sobrang buo. And which is amazing because in 20 episodes, lahat ng characters ni Major, nagawan nila ng ganung, parang yung storyline ng buhay nila, natuhog pa nila dun sa overarching story. Which is, for me, it's already a feat in writing. Kasi parang, ang galing. And, I mean, it helps din na parang may inyon silang lahat. Alam mo yun? Parang lahat sila parte ng buhay ng isa't isa. So, parang you see one, focus sa isang character, for example, kay dun sa mag-asawa, kay Dushik, tsaka kay, what's your name?
Miyun.
Pero si Juwon nandun din. So, parang, alam mo yun, it helps, that kind of helps with like, the flow of the entire story, but also focusing on the individual characters' pasts and backstories. So, ako yun yung sobrang nag-latch on to ako in terms of writing.
Actually, I was also just holding back because there's gonna be a question about like comparing it to Western. But since you mentioned Heroes, I was a huge fan of Heroes when it was still good, which was like just the first season until probably the second. Pero as in like, parang nung first episode pa lang, parang feeling ko mag-end na siya ng save the cheerleader, save the world!
Correct.
Parang ganun na yung feeling ko talaga sa kanya. And then after a while, nung lumabas na yung mga missions ni Dushik, but Homeland is also here when Homeland was good, which is up to season 3. Parang yun talaga yung mga nakita ko dito na very, yun yung mga, of course, that's what's familiar to me because that was yung mga, what was I was exposed to. Pero yung pagka-merge nung dalawang mundo na yun is something that you could only get from the perspective of this Korean writer.
Exactly.
Because, syempre, diba, parang, ang galing nung pagkakabuo, we've already seen a lot of, like, spy movies, a lot of superhero movies. Pero, syempre, it's the North Korea versus South Korea that we haven't seen a lot of in terms of, like, action superhero. O, diba, parang mga ganyan lang, diba?
Correct.
Parang, mga medyo mababa, hindi lang medyo eh. Pero diba, so, super
correct.
On ano, parang brush lang.
Correct.
Hindi, si Kang Hanul, remember?
Ah,
also played a North Korean soldier.
Acted as a North Korean
correct,
soldier.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Tapos, pero yun, na parang, so parang sobrang wow lang sa akin, all that connection. It was, the way it was set up, Yun yung parang sabi ko favorite ko, yung pagka-heroes niya sa umpisa, and then bigla siyang whoosh, biglang naging homeland, parang what is happening? Mm-mm. Ito pala yun, kaya sobrang ang galing kasi if actually the hero's angle is enough for me, pero nung pinalaki niya bigla ng ganon, what a feat na bigla niya nagawa yun and without forgetting about the heart na yun yung problema natin sa Uncanny Counter with season 2, diba?
Yeah.
Hindi niya nakalimutan lahat yun eh. So parang sobrang galing lang nung pagkakaalaga niya sa lahat ng characters, sa lahat ng detalye, while looping us in this story na parang, whoa, ang daming nangyari guys. Ganon, ang
yun,
galing.
Yun yung sobrang na-appreciate ko nga din, na parang even the North Koreans, parang the characters of the North Koreans may solid backstory kahit snippet lang, alam mo yon. And it grounded the conflict purpose between the two of them. Actually, yung una silang inintroduce, sabi ko, oh my god, very controversial.
Kaya
tayo ng assassination of Kim Il-sung, what? Pero ang interesting kasi parang na-humanize yung mga most of the villains.
Exactly.
Like even si Frank, may backstory siya, which actually I'm very excited about too. And then yung mga North Koreans as well, na parang I'm looking back now, and even in the teeny tiny snippets of scenes na may backstory, na-pull ka eh. Alam mo yun, dun sa mga moments. Like for example, yung isang North Korean guy na yung eventually naputulan ng braso. And then biglang malaman natin na parang may anak pala siya. Na parang, grabe, that moment grounded his character and kind of like made all the rest of his actions parang make sense.
And tied
it all in to the, yun nga, to the very theme of the show, which is love and family.
Correct. Na, ang ganda nung pagkaka-humanize nung mga villains kasi dun mo din talaga mas ma-appreciate lahat at makita mo kung sino ang totoong kaaway dito.
Correct. Ang gobyerno.
Diba?
Correct.
Diba?
Parang power and authority.
Exactly. Yes. Lahat tayo, we are just mere soldiers. Just
literally.
For what? Diba?
Nakakatuwa, diba? Kasi parang we're looking at like a Korean South versus North Korean conflict. Pero kahit pa paano, napapasok mo sa utak mo na, oo, kami rin ganyan. Alam mo yun?
Very universal naman kasi yun.
So, affected din kami. Mm-mm. Parang nangyayari, kahit wala tayong North na kalaban or South na kalaban.
But I think,
we are in factions, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I think yun yung magaling sa K-drama. Na parang, I think, hindi magagawa ng maraming Western shows. Kasi parang, hasana sila sa pagkikreate ng ganong klaseng grounded lovingness, tenderness. I mean, karamihan ng K-drama shows, and I mean, I feel like all of them try to attempt that. So feeling ko in terms of creating that kind of feeling, that world that will create that feeling for the viewer, alam na nilang gagawin nila. Yung mga little teeny tiny moments na sobrang pwede lang pwedeng daplisan sa ibang shows, sobrang nagagawa nila ng meaning, na sobrang heartfelt,
correct.
Sobrang tuhog talaga all the time.
There's something then, kasi, so, paulit-ulit kasi nila sinasabi na parang this is about normal people who can be superheroes.
Yeah.
So parang kumbaga, dina-downplay nila yung superpowers the entire time.
Yeah.
It was always focused on the humanism. Alam
yes.
mo yun,
exactly.
Which is so great. And if you think about it, even the actual superpower, I mean, because like in the Western, we have like Cyclops and Wolverine with like, alam mo yun, well, syempre may mga may iba-ibang backstory din yan. Pero kumbaga, napaka intense kind of superpowers in a way. Parang masyadong high levels of fiction, I guess. Pero ito, although of course, also very, very fictional to have super senses and to be able to fly. But if you think about it, napaka-basic ng superpowers niya. Because it's super strength, super speed, flight, super senses,
basic
able
pa lang
to heal.
Flight ngayon.
Pero diba, parang kumbaga, hindi siya Cyclops na may lalabas na laser from his eyes.
Or si Storm
eyes,
na nakaka-conjure ng... storm, literally.
Exactly, diba? So parang, ang galing na kahit na superpowers yung topic, ang human pa rin ang dating.
Correct.
Kasi naka-core pa rin siya in the human aspect of the story.
Yung isa sa mga highlight for me And dahil may mga certain characters that are these, parang, di ba, may yung, like, for example, si J-Man, na who is special, and then you have another, another character, yung anak nung butcher lady, who is also special. Mm. Na parang for me, especially yung nung scene na yun, yung ano, yung butcher lady and her son, parang, yung dating sa akin nung mga superhumans na to, parang hindi sila allowed to, you know, be super. May ganong dating. Kumbaga parang they're othered in a way. Alam mo yun? They're excluded from society. Versus, for example, like, we go into X-Men, sure, may exclusion, eme. Pero kasi they're viewed as evolution. Alam mo yun? Mm. Kumbaga parang they're better than normal people. Parang dito, hindi sila better. They're different. Gets?
But I didn't even feel the difference, eh. Kasi parang, like, for example, sa X-Men, I feel like there's a bit of an angle kasi that they're trying to get to be inclusive, included to society, diba? I mean, if, diba, parang there's that whole angle, that whole arch about anti-mutants yung world. Correct. That they should be, alam mo yun, separated from the normal people, etc., etc. Pero ito, wala nga explanation kung saan ang galing yung powers nila, eh. Alam mo yun, walang
backstory. Wala. Parang, wala.
Ano lang siya, eh. They just have it. And anyone can have it, basically.
Basically, parang first gen to sila Dushik, tapos second gen pa lang to. Kasi isa lang yung power nila, eh. Tapos yung mga anak nila, biglang dalawang combined. Parang ganon. Diba? So parang, feeling ko parang dapat ma-explain din kung saan nga nang galing sa kanila. Although, nung sa sinasabi mo dun sa ano, ako parang I want to know because parang obviously kung meron nga sila, meron din sa North Korea and whatnot. I just want to know like the pinaka-history of it and how it evolved, because it seems, yun nga, kung first gen sila at second gen pa lang to, paano nangyari yung first gen? Kung dati pang meron, okay lang, tatanggapin ko na historically madami na tayo. Pero ito parang bago lang siya, eh.
It was, parang na-mention kasi, I forget who was talking about it. Parang, basta parang minimention before Dushik, there was another person.
Oo, na, entered, pero parang from ka-age the north. Niya.
Ka-age ba niya yun?
Oo, parang ka-batch niya, eh. Parang yun lang yung parang Agent X before him, diba? Parang magka-batch sila, eh.
Pero in any case, mukha siyang global event. Kasi parang nung kay Frank, ang dami nila dong of different colored
US
people.
Na US. So, correct.
So, ako nung pinapanood ko siya, tinanggap ko na lang na, okay, baka ngayon lang nila na-discover na may mga gantong tao. Kasi parang, for example, si J-Man. Like, alam ng tao lahat na meron siyang extra something with him. But like, people were just parang, malakas lang siya, mabilis lang siya. Kumbaga sa mundong to, yung mga tao, hindi masyadong osisero. Alam mo yun? alam mo yun? Parang like, okay, you're different. Ganon. Actually, naisip ko nga kanina habang nagda-drive. Paano kung yung anak ng butcher is also superhuman? Alam mo yun? Kasi kaya niya magbuhat ng baka, eh. Or baboy.
Ng baboy, oo.
Pero I mean, pwede rin naman ganon. Tsaka iba kasi hindi na-awaken, di ba? Kaya nga sa North Korea, parang they force people off the cliff. Para lumabas yung superhuman strength na yun.
Although about quality. What you were saying about a while ago about them being othered, I think, ako personally, it felt like it was, again, rooted on the theme of family and protection. Kasi parang it was really the parents who was either othering them or just accepting them. Kasi clear na clear sa family ni Miyun na parang ayaw niya si Bongsok, pinoprotect niya. Hindi pwede. I-other ka nila. Parang ganun. Uh-huh. Pero as opposed to yung sa family ni, anong pangalan ni, si Juwon, makita mo naman kay Jisoo, it was just accepted and even was like, it was even mentioned that if your mom found out, she would be so happy about it. Was like, in the bigger scheme of things, syempre it was like fantastic for the classmates to see, oh my God, bakit yun nangyari? Pero wala naman, parang the othering more of happened in the home versus in the world they were living in.
Tama naman, actually. Good point. Shall we talk about this family theme?
Let's go. My God.
Like, can I just say na I really want to know kung saan ang galing yung thoughts ni Kang Full about the fathers. I feel like kasi na because we saw different kinds of fathers. Well, Miyun, of course, is a form of father in a way because nga nawala si si Dushik. Si Jo In Sung for a time, so she had to act as both mother and father to Bong Soki. Pero kumbaga, parang it really felt like these are three, four different people with four different parenting styles.
Yes.
Na it felt, and they felt so, parang buong buo sila na somehow it feels like either may hinahanap siya na sana ganito yung nanay or tatay ko, or pwede din ganito kasi yung nanay at tatay ko, so this is my tribute. Parang ganon. Kasi parang angat na angat eh, like how the parents ba, kumbaga, the value or how he valued the parents in protecting the child on, alam mo yun, on kumbaga, very focused yung kung saan sila nang galing, kung ano yung journey nila, at kung paano nila pwedeng tulungan yung kid nila. And,
yeah,
parang, yun lang, parang it really just sparked my curiosity and really want to get to, parang, really want to get to know where it came from, basically.
Very interesting.
I think very universal din kasi yung kinds of parents that we saw, eh. Especially maybe because of Asian families. I wouldn't know how things are with the Western world. Pero diba, parang medyo ganto tayo kasi talagang klaseng sanay tayo. We know a tita who's like that to their kids. We know someone from school. All the characters are actually very familiar. Some of them parang merge. Yung nanay ko, medyo ganito siya and medyo ganun din siya. Parang yung mga ganun. So, ang galing nung pagkaka-characterize niya, and even just physically and just seeing it visually, as in sobrang love na love ko talaga yung kay, naiyak talaga kay Bong Sok. Kasi yung parang, yun talaga, eto na naman mga as a mom, kay, gusto mo lang naman protektahan yung anak mo eh. Hindi mo naman siya gustong i-hold back. But she literally held him back with all those weights, just thinking that I'm doing this because I'm protecting you. I don't want you to end up like your father, running away from everybody all the time. And that scene na parang tinanggal na niya na, ayoko na! Yung gano'n ni Bong Sok, parang, oh my God, we all know that as well as kids. Yes, pero ang ganda lang din nung parang, wala eh, hindi naman nang galing sa hatred at ayaw lang talaga nung nanay eh. May reason.
May pinanggagalingan.
May reason.
Tama.
Ang ganda-ganda nung pagkaka-visualize nun and pagkaka-layout, syempre actingan nila. I love that whole thread. Wala lang.
Yung isang moment din, babalik tayo dun sa ano, butcher lady na naman. And then yung sabi nung butcher lady sa kanya na, parang, why do you strap him so close to you? Parang, sakal na siya.
Nasasakal.
Tapos tingnan mo rin yung sarili mo sa mirror. Ikaw din, nasasakal ka na rin.
Oo.
Alam mo yun? Parang, alam mo yun, it goes both ways. Alam mo yun? Parang you're protecting the child, but at the same time, parang you're also putting that responsibility of trying to protect your child so much on you. Na it's also stopping you from growing and flying. Alam mo yun? So, ang ganda lang ng moment na yon, and then cut to dun sa scene na nandun na sila sa warehouse. Ganda nun. Sobrang favorite ko yon. Tapos yung lumipad siya. I think dun ako, one of the first scenes na umiyak ako dun sa part na yun. Kasi parang, it was just very touching. And then yung parang she took to heart yung sinabi ng girl, pero hindi pa rin masyado. Kasi meron pa rin siyang leash. Alam mo yon. But slowly and surely, she managed to let go. So parang,
or she journey na she lang found niya. Ways. It was really cute na parang nakinig siya. And kahit na technically, hindi pa rin talaga pwede, considering nga yung banta sa kanila, sa status nila, diba? But she found ways to give that to him pa rin. So kumbaga, thanks to our parents, parang ginagawa naman ng paraan eh.
Correct.
Kumbaga, maybe not to how we want it to be, but at least they're trying their best.
Yeah.
Parang
yeah.
They do. Aww, and I feel so like sweet. We only realize it when we're older.
Yeah.
I feel like siguro nung nag-react ng malaking ganun si Bong Sok, hindi pa niya nagigets kung bakit. Obviously, hindi pa niya nagigets kasi first time na mention ever yung tatay niya, 'di ba? Sabi niya.
Oh, hindi nila pinag-uusapan, hindi kasi pinag-uusapan talaga, 'di ba? Eh.
So parang I guess
problema
siguro,
ng Asian families 'yan.
Totoo 'yan.
Well, hurt din naman kasi si Mio, 'di ba?
May ano, may lack of communication sila. But I guess that's their growth as mother and son. Yeah. Alam mo 'yan. And ako personally, sa tanda kong to, ngayon ko lang fully na-realize yung extent ng sacrifice din ng mga magulang ko for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, ang ganda lang tingnan nung journey na yon. Kasi, I mean, ako kasi at this point in my life, nakaka-relate na ako sa dun sa story fully. Nakaya ko na siyang panoorin at yung panoorin yung buhay ko from a different perspective. Ang ganda lang nung pagkakalatag. Iba na yung meaning for me. Correct. Versus, for example, if I watch it when I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
Feeling ko hindi ganun
yung
akin.
It's probably just all the... Because, I mean, it was well made. Mm. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, it's like all the wows and the wirings and the, alam mo yun, the super scenes and all that.
Correct.
And all the guns and all that. Correct. They were all... I mean, all those action scenes were executed beautifully and perfectly. But the heart talaga, like, I'm just so amazed that the heart is just pumping.
Correct. Yes. And yun nga na parang as opposed to how Juwon was fathering. Mm. Sobrang ibang-iba din naman yung journey niya. Grabe, sobrang nakakaiyak yung buong storya niya. Mm. Pero, di ba, like, obviously, he suddenly had to become, like, both a dad and a mom.
Mm-mm.
Pero, like, even just, like, figuring that out and supporting his daughter the best way he knew how. Parang,
correct.
Hindi naman siya yung overprotective. Parang, actually, diba, nung ikikick out na nga yung anak niya, nilapitan niya lahat, paid off all the parents just so that hindi, alam mo yun, parang, yun yung way niya, pero hindi niya inother yung anak niya na, wag mong ipapakita sa lahat to, parang, okay lang yan, gusto nga na nanay mo yan. Parang ganun yung dating eh. Parang, ang ganda din nung contrast, nung pagkakagawa naman niya, nung parenting niya versus yung parenting ni Mion.
Can I just share, like, seryosong real, tang inang galing talaga niya, as
fantastic.
In, he is just so much fun to watch, as in,
he is,
as in,
he was the main star for me.
Ako din, as in siya talaga.
I agree.
That, I mean, yung whole journey niya, and to add to what you said about the different kind of parenting style. Like, for example, si Mion kasi feeling ko yung journey niya to be a mother, parang lumatag siya hanggang dun sa present time eh. Dun sa, alam mo yun, nung na-discover na ni Bongsok yung powers niya, blah, blah, blah. Feeling ko kasi yung story ni Juwon, matagal nang nakalatag. I mean, of course, richer kasi yung past niya. Like, he was a former gangster na naghahanap ng purpose. Alam mo yun?
Palaging nawawala.
For me, as in talagang yung story talaga yung pinakagusto. Kasi parang, ang ganda lang nung konsepto ng isang tao who has all the power, who has the power to not get hurt. And partida, ang ganda rin ito, he doesn't get hurt. He gets hurt, but he heals. So, kaya niyang tiisin lahat ng sakit.
Correct.
Alam mo yun? And I think yun yung, feeling ko yun din yung nakatulong towards his being a father to Hisu. Parang to become a father to Hisu. Kasi nangyari na lahat yun sa kanya at alam niya yung extent ng kayang gawin ng power niya. Pero for him, ang pinaka-true at na-discover niya nung nakilala niya yung kanyang wife is yung inner self niya. As in, yun naman kasi yung tinatara niya i-discovery nung naghahanap siya ng purpose, na ang galing for me, kasi parang, sobrang bagay sila talaga nung asawa niya, kasi yung asawa niya, sobrang, diba, sobrang ano siya, grabe. Alam mo yun, pero, and, but also very virtuous people, alam mo yun, but with the wife though, is a little bit more, parang, no, hindi ko gagawin yan, may boundaries ako. Siya kasi parang, he doesn't do that, he chooses the easiest route.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they finally get together, feeling ko, dun nabuo yung pagiging Juwon niya. As in, he is the most authentic, his most authentic self. Which is so sad because she fucking passes away.
Did you see that? Na parang meron parang interview sa kanya kay Ri Sung-yong na parang kung meron parang if there was one thing that you could change or if you could go, turn back time as your character, what will you do? Sabi niya, I will save my wife.
Yeah.
Ang ganda-ganda pa nung reveal kay ano kay Ju-won. Kasi like, diba, yun nga, he starts as like the chicken shop owner as a dad, wala ka pang alam kung, alam mo lang yung anak niya may superpowers. And then all of a sudden, nung pinapatay na ni Frank yung mga Agent X, and then one of them was like, humanda ka kay Guryong Po bago siya mamatay. And then, nung na-connect, parang biglang lumabas yung papel, Guryong Po, tas mukha niya, I was correct. Like, what?
Correct.
Yung nagpa-fry nung chicken?
Correct.
Sobrang awesome doon. Ang ganda nung reveal na yun. I love it so much.
Ang galing lang sa reveal, no? Kahit yung kay Jo-insung tong-tuwa ako.
Eh. Yeah, kilig.
Pero kilig yun, kilig. But wait, I wanna go back to what you said about how Ju-won has the power to get her he gets hurt and it's painful. Mm-mm. He always complains na ang sakit, diba? Pero he heals anyway.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, shit, naalala ko kasi yung pinaka, more than that scene kasi yung sa funeral, yung umiiyak siya habang nagbibiyas, na napakasakit. Mm-mm. Alam mo kung saan ako iyak ng iyak? Nung hindi niya alam kung paano mag-computer. Pero tinatry pa rin niya. Kasi parang,
he had to have a job.
He had to do it. And then you can see, sobrang galing na galing ako sa acting noon, sa eksena yun. So, kasi, nakikita mo talaga sa mata niya yung struggle. Correct. Kahit na technically nakanganga lang siya sa computer.
Para
siyang
si Mr. Incredible.
Actually.
Kailangan magka-desk job bigla. Alam mo yun?
Correct. Pero, syempre, with him na rin as acting it with, like, his eyes and, like, tas parang meron din siya yung pride factor na ayaw yung tanongin yung katabi niya kasi, in obviously, he's, like, one of the older gentlemen in the room. So, alam mo yun, in a way, parang nakakahiya if hindi niya alam kung paano to gawin, gamitin, yung technology, etc. and all that. Parang ang galing lang na naka-mirror din yun sa healing powers niya kasi parang he is just gonna take in all these pain, this suffering, just so that they can move forward.
Mm-mm.
The healing is with, like, him doing, him being able to provide for Hisu. And, oh my God.
So, he is the healed and he is also a healer.
Correct. In that sense. So, I love ko rin yung dedication niya sa wife niya, di ba? Like, just that scene, yung barbecue dinners nila every month.
Actually,
and then, like, yung bigla na lang yung wife niya na, actually, I'm just doing this because I'm ovulating. Cancel business trip! Buhat! Tara na! Gawin na natin to!
Top that scene, sobrang sumakit puso ko nun for her. Kasi, I mean, obviously, before that, kasi parang they would put snippets of, like, the pregnancy test and all that.
Yeah.
Pero gets, hindi masyado in-explain kung anong gusto, I mean, gets mo naman kung anong gusto niya. Pero the way she delivered it, yung disappointment na hanggang ngayon hindi pa siya pregnant and, like, ayun nga, na parang ito lang yung time natin, tinatiming ko to para matupad yung dream ko, etc., etc. Parang, kumirot yung puso ko noon kasi parang alam mo na struggle siya for a lot of women too. Alam mo yun? It's so real.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I loved his response, of course.
I know!
Which is sex.
Best!
Correct. Let's get it on, girl!
True. Pero diba? Guess, ang ganda na reaction niya eh. Parang hindi siya caricature na parang, okay, let's do it. Parang ganun. Parang it was so sincere na parang, love. I mean, this is love, man.
Exactly. Theirs is just so pure. And ganun dapat. Express yourselves, wives. Let's do it. Wow.
And then yung last scene na parang ano, yung sa last episode na nag-recall siya nung time na nasa coffee shop siya tapos parang bumalik na siya. Tapos parang they were talking about like, oh, this is the happy ending. Na parang it always goes back like to that moment with the moment with the wife.
Oo.
Alam mo yun, na parang, I guess, lahat ng ginagawa niya is also for her. Kasi nga, I mean, si Wisu, ano nila yan eh, parang pinaghirapan nila yan eh. Alam mo yun?
Miracle baby.
Miracle baby siya eh. Alam mo yun? Sa lahat
like, literal miracle. Oh, she survived the car crash.
She survived the car crash. Tapos, di ba, prior to that, inamin pa ni Wisu na parang, dun kay Ju-won na, Tama ba? Sa kanya inamin, diba? Na parang, I remember, mom...
Last words.
She looked at me and she was smiling. Na parang, wow. Parang, I mean, end of the day, kasi siya yung bunga ng pagmamahal ni Leigh. And for him, I feel na parang to keep her alive, not just in his memories. Which makes me like really, as in itong story talaga niya yung parang super naglatch ako. And now that we're talking about it even more, parang siya kasi yung nagkaroon ng real life struggle. As in yung struggle ng tao, ng normal people. Kasi si Dushik siya kasi Miyun, parang hindi naman masyado, wala namang ganun. Parang
struggle pa rin. Pero
struggle pa rin, but hindi real life.
Siya yung real life. Pati yung labor, uh-oh, and alam mo yun. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, nung nag-provincial life naman sila, masaya sila eh. Alam mo yun? Parang idyllic pa nga yung dating eh. Diba? Pero siya kasi parang, kailangan niya mag-up ng trabaho, kailangan niya i-keep yung apartment niya. Alam mo yun? Parang,
grabe yun! Ang sakit sa labuhan, diba? Yung para-sign na siya.
Para-sign na siya, pero...
Para-sign na siya, kaya diba? Lang mawawalan siya.
Kailangan niya magtrabaho sa ano? Sa mining.
Correct. Tapos, diba, in-explain pa ni Hisuna, ano siya, what you call that? Sa spaces?
Claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic siya.
Can I jump to another character?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love J-Man so much. He is the purest form of love in this show. Putang ina talaga, yung iyak ko nung niyakap. Ang galing-galing ng actor na yun. Yung niyakap yung anak so niya, tapos yung nagsusorry lang siya kasi late siya.
Sobrang yun yung isa sa mga favorite reveals ko rin, na may powers din pala yung kids. Actually, ang ganda-ganda nun kasi tuhog siya. Kasi dun na-reveal na may power din yung bata, and at the same time, they realize that it can be inherited. And nandun si Juwon. So nakita mo rin yung mata niya ng takot. Correct. Na, oh my God, my daughter. Sobrang love na love ko rin si J-Man kasi parang, yeah, purest form of love. I mean... He's called the idiot, the pabo, alam mo yun. And like, kumbaga, all he can think about, of course, is his son. Like, the way na, yun lang iniisip niya the entire time. Like, ang tagal, actually, ang galing, parang, kasi ang tagal before we reached to J-Man, right? But we would see him all the time. He was introduced na, nandun lang siya sa kanyang pyongsan, naghihintay.
Crushing cans.
Oh, yun pala yun.
Diba?
Hindi ko na-figure out kung ano ginagawa mo eh.
Sinasabi
mo ba sa akin, stop it,
I was crushing cans. Sorry. Paano mo mag-crush ng cans kung di ganito, diba?
Sabagay. So, nandun lang siya sa Pyeongsang na nag-aabang. Tapos, alam mo yun, yung naka-timing lang hinihintay niya si Gang-hun. Already, you can tell na he's probably in the spectrum. But, you know, it's later on that we find out that he really is. But when he was introduced, he was carrying this huge pile of stuff behind him.
As in DV vibes.
Correct. But
alam
more.
Alam mo yung scene na yun talaga, sabi ko, aba parang Pilipinas, diba? Kiyapo. Parang Kiyapo.
Parang Kiyapo talaga, as in. Diba? Parang ko like, nasa na yung mga nagbibenta ng pamparegla dyan.
Correct. Yan na yung kula.
Parang, diba?
Tsaka pero yung dung-dung-dung ng simbahan. Okay, go ahead.
Ah, tama. Pero diba ang galing? Kasi parang we have an idea nga na maybe limited nga yung abilities niya. But no. Powerful. Like, he can carry all that stuff. And then, diretso pa to may asawa at anak. Alam mo yun? Correct. Tapos, very panicky about Gang-Hun na parang, kamusta na siya? Kumain na ba siya? Etc. etc. Parang, ang galing.
I honestly feel na he is the most powerful of all of them. Considering na wala siyang training whatsoever. Like, intrinsic lang sa kanya na as in,
to protect.
Not to protect, just to have all those skills. Like, skill level lang. Like, kaya niyang as in, he knows his strength, his speed, as in, parang may mga moves pa siya na alam naman natin na wala siyang training. Unless, sunod siya ng mga like, kung fu sa TV, pero wala naman pinakitang ganun. So, honestly, for me, parang, kaya nung dulo talaga, nung dumating siya to, like, be the final chess piece in this fight against the villain. Alo, asin talagang sumisigaw ako, J-Man!
Kasi correct. Tapos ano eh, sinusundan pa natin siya kasi he was like running, jumping from roof to roof.
Tapos litong-lito pa yung mga tao, parang bakit nagsiskip siya ng streets, di ba? Parang
correct.
ah, baka GPS problem. No.
Oo. No, tumatalon lang po siya. At may follow-up question, ba't nga pala siya nakaganito?
Correct. Oo.
Hindi nila alam kung bakit.
Special request po ng NIS. Ang
problema eh. Sobrang gets ko what you were saying na parang paparating na. Parang kumbaga siya yung savior.
Correct.
Siya
yung,
whoo, he's coming. That's kind of cool. Pero kaya naman the reason why I said protect kanina. Kasi yun nga, I don't think he knows how strong it is.
Mm.
Pero it's triggered by his
love.
Love. For like his the child. Moment that he knows he needs to protect, bam! Which is actually scarier. And in fairness, buti nahuli ng NIS. I mean, for their benefit, ah. But I don't agree. Kumbaga, buti siya yung, kumbaga, na-capture nila. Kasi he could turn into a problem for them if hindi nila siya ma-handle properly, diba?
Yeah.
But it only goes to show how fucking NIS just uses people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, government.
Government.
Tapos hello, kinorner pa nila yung anak nila na parang, you gotta do this, you gotta study in this school, you gotta train, you gotta apply for us. Mm. Ang kapalit nito is the freedom of your father.
Correct.
Oh my God. Gusto ko lang i-mention too na yung sa Quiapo scene. Sobrang tuwang-tuwa ako that they used ang background ng eksena nun is the flyover. That's the ano eh, that's the famous flyover na giniba, flyover or bridge or highway.
Highway.
It was a highway, parang skyway na lang of sorts. Na giniba and turned it into a stream.
Yeah, they did mention that, right?
Yeah, they did.
Kaya sila tinatanggal doon.
Correct. Korea is super applauded for that act kasi kumbaga they were able to prove that you don't need streets for a place to thrive kasi right now shit if Changwon River shocks sorry but so that river I'm sure if you guys have been to Korea or are planning to go to Korea it's
love
usually
love in the city
yes it's usually part of the itineraries everywhere because it is a wonderful piece of work that they did. So the world super applauds them for converting that kasi kumbaga na prove nila na hindi lahat ng cities kailangan puro kalsada. You put a stream and the street will be alive. The city will live. But what I loved about that in that segment being included in the show is because ang in-include nila was the struggle of the poor people. Kasi syempre, may livelihood involved na natanggal because of the construction of that thing. So parang, it's another question na, oh my gosh, okay, they managed to reach progress pero at the cost of these people.
Yeah.
Again, fantastic writing kasi diba, at the end of it all, it's still core family, pero nakapasok-pasok pa rin sila ng mga ganong political thing. I mean, yung thing natin about the North and South na hindi naman talaga sila ang enemies, but it's the authority and the power na sila naman talaga yung problema kung kaya bakit sila nagkahiwa-hiwalay at nagkakawatak-watak, alam mo yun?
To add lang dun, parang na-appreciate ko din, the entire series nga naman, as you said, na parang it's all about power play, authority, alam mo yun? Pero at the end of it all, parang they all felt that they were trapped in the system. And super appreciate that everyone, regardless of any side, wanted to like end that cycle. And parang ang ganda na yun yung end, na parang they took it upon themselves. Alam mo yun, medyo vigilante-ish nga. Ano yun, parang like, ako nagagawa, parang ganun. The North Korean guy killing yung commander niya, kasi gusto niya i-end yung cycle. Even yung ang tawag dito? Yung trainer, actually, mas evident sa akin sa North Korea, for some reason. Kasi obvious yung struggle. Obvious yung strife, obvious yung violence involved in creating progress. At alam nila na ayaw nilang gawin, pero kailangan na nilang tapusin.
Kailangan.
Ayun. Kaya parang
kasi
yung...
Kasi comrade sila. Wala silang choice.
Oo. So parang, alam mo, ako nagagawa. Nandun ako na-appreciate. Na parang yung guy nga, yung commander, si Dushik. Na by the way, sorry, yun lang yung medyo bubog ko. Kasi parang galing siyang underground den situation. Long hair and all.
Correct. Biglang,
bakit? Nagpag-upit muna tayo? Like, dumaan mo tayong barbershop para...
Kasi... kikitain niya asawa niya eh.
And so, I mean,
kailangan pogi.
So, naglawa na yan. After niya barilin, di ba? dumiretso na siya muna. Hindi, dumaan muna siyang barbershop.
Kailangan muna niya magpagupit. Oo, mm-hmm. Kailangan muna magpagupit kasi baka hindi siya makilala eh.
Ang gusto kong malaman is kung nag-set ba siya ng appointment.
Actually, gusto kong malaman.
Uy, andito na ako.
In my head, kasi dala sa kuweba siya, so I mean, hygiene is really poor and all that. Like, who is your dentist? Who fixed you up before meeting your wife and child? You're still so perfect.
Bigla-bigla. Tanggapin na lang natin ending sequence na naman daw eh.
Oh, ending sequence
si
na naman.
Si Joon Sung yun eh. Like, come on. How, sabi nga ng director, hirap na hirap siya eh. Parang yung eksena nalang dun sa orchard.
Oh.
Parang sabi niya, sinisira niya vision ko kasi masyadong pogi.
Correct.
So, struggle sila okay pakalitin siya.
Pero grabe siya, like, sobra nilang pinaitim yung skin niya. Parang yun na yung best attempt nyo na papangitin siya, paitimin. Oh. Yun ba yun? Pumogi nga.
Tsaka yung clothes, parang...
Tanned.
Okay, I guess kupas.
Sana yung mukha rin niya kupas. Kasi yun naman nakikita most of the time eh.
Gabi.
Basically, with everything that we've been saying, no? Parang it seems like the reason why we think this show was successful, although we mentioned it na rin earlier, how it compares to the West kasi.
Mm.
Parang it seems din kasi that it has all the genres.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you have the action, the thriller, the suspense, the supernatural powers. It's supernatural. Yeah, the superpowers angle. Plus, you have romance and exactly. Teen romance. Imagine, yes. You have like the adult kilig, tapos may teen romance.
Correct.
Hindi lang teen romance eh, pati yung mga ano eh, mga coming of age is also present. So it feels like everything's packed into one.
Mm-hmm.
Tas hindi lang siya yung, I mean, so many K-dramas try to do this, right? They kind of like to overdo things and put in everything at the same time. But somehow, this manages to get it all right.
Yes.
So, but what do you guys, I think that's one of my theories in why this is successful. Do you guys have anything else?
I think, like, what we talked about, like, everything felt so universal and also familiar and not so familiar at the same time. Ang ganda lang, I think, kahit saan mong lagay, something well-made is something well-made. Iniisip ko nga ngayon eh, because we mentioned a while ago kung ano yung mga worldwide hits when it comes to like, K-dramas you mentioned. Mm. Parang Squid Game, Kingdom, I guess sa Kingdom medyo meron naman eh, kasi medyo grounded din yung mga story. Yung Squid Game, my family struggle, but then it's not as if we were really invested with the whole thing. Mm. Ito lang yung siguro yung mas labas yung heart. Dun, kaya parang na-surprise ako na, okay, so pwede rin palang mag-hit yung ganito. Because based on the trend, it seems like it's always just the fantastic, gruesome, violent things that the world likes. But suddenly this one, all of that, but with the heart. Mm. Oh, world!
Correct.
Are we ready to change? World peace next? Okay, G.
Correct. Ako ano? Ako same siguro. And also by the power of Disney. Parang feeling ko they really put a lot in like promoting this talaga. And like getting all the best people involved. And as Pia nga said, like a good product is a good product anywhere. And I think tagus talaga siya. Parang it helped siguro, hindi kasi ako masyadong sure how popular it is eh. Like, kasi parang yung Squid Games, kasi medyo ibang level yung popularity.
Oh, medyo ibang level yung parang Squid Game. I don't think it reached pa Squid Game levels.
Oo. But, parang yung pagkagawa niya, actually, when I was watching it, parang it didn't feel like a K-drama for me, actually. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it hit, like, a lot more people than your usual K-drama people. Kasi, parang, it's the same, but it's fresh.
I was actually gonna ask, like, would you... I was thinking then, kasi na possibly, baka kasi yung freshness angle is actually the being very Korean about it. Which, if you think about it, is so present in Kingdom, because obviously, period, Joseon era. Even Squid Game, I mean, kahit na may pagka-western siya, I mean, the variety game angle of it, even the street games, alam mo yun, the dalgona, and so many very, very Korean cultural things are injected into a show that was produced, so that was mounted so cool, like according to the standards of what's cool to the world. And I think I feel like Moving is like this too, pero yung pagka-Korean niya is the director calls it the Korean humanism, eh. And I guess that's like how they value, how they see people, how they see families, and even I guess with their views, maybe even just maybe this is Kang Fu's view on the situation of the North and South. Because, diba, parang we would all sometimes read na South Koreans really want reunification. It's just that there are powers up there that don't want. But, alam mo yon, they're all for it. So, alam mo yon, these are technically views, very, very Korean views presented and mounted in a very, in a palette that's very, you know, reachable to by that's very approachable by a lot of other people na hindi lang K-drama fans.
Parang ano siya, like kung gift siya, yung packaging mo is like your usual mainstream, pero pagbukas mo kimchi jjigae
sampyong
or ano pala siya, parang
rice cake yung loob, alam mo yun.
Okay, so I have actually a final question, but man, we are running quite long already. Pero quickie na lang, kasi ayun nga, on the final episode, episode 20, and Trency was even like messaging me the moment she finished watching this. Parang andaming bitin, like andaming mga, oh, nasa na, anong nangyari, anong pwedeng mangyari, anything that you want to mention and shout out na sana ma-approach or mabalikan natin for season 2 na that got you excited. But yes, Frank
and Elias.
Correct. Tsaka, yun nga, yung sinabi ko kanina, yung ang pangalan niya si Kim Yong-tak, yung student na who can control time.
Oh, I wanna also know more about yung anak nung hairdresser lady. Kasi she was shown, eh.
Yeah.
Tapos
yeah,
parang... No, she didn't. She didn't die.
She died of cancer.
She died of cancer.
Kasi, no. Oh yeah, go.
Kasi 'di ba nung ano nung week kasi ni Ate Girl nung hairdresser, parang nagpan sila sa isang babae na nakatungo. Tapos nagstay sa kanya for a while.
Alam mo.
And then before that,
they had naka-hoodie na nakatalikod.
Oh, basta nakaupo din, and then they had the conversation pa nga, 'di ba? 'Di ba nung nire-recruit na si Ate Girl.
Siyang adopted.
Oo, 'di ba nire-recruit na siya? Nire-recruit na siya ng NIS. Sabi niya, lipat mo ako doon, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi ano, bibigyan lang opportunities, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos parang ano pa nga yun eh, yung shot noon na sa labas ka nung ano eh, nung salon. Andi, hindi ka pwede kasi ganyan-ganyan. Ako bahala sa'yo. Tapos biglang patay na siya.
May na-sense nga akong ganun. Although, parang medyo inaccept ko rin kasi kung namatay talaga siya ng cancer, it kind of makes the super humans more human kasi kumbaga they can die of cancer. But of course, yung tama ka yung sinabi nga ni Naju. I think yung pangalan ng mom. Parang nung sabi niya na ako bahala, parang it really felt like ano
diba?
Plano.
And then she died, 'di ba? And correct. For me talaga telling kasi nung wake eh. Kasi may isang babae silang doon na naglinger sila sa kanya. Plus yung actress kasi sikat eh, pangalan nun.
Na siya yung nasa Nevertheless and sa Midnight Runners.
Yes. So parang, alam mo, sayang. Kaya pa rin gamitin.
Siyempre gusto ko rin ng ano, Bungsuk Dushik interaction. I mean, sobrang cute naman nun nung baby siya, yung bigla siyang nalipad na rin, ano, tapos nakita sila sa clouds. Pero ngayon naman, as like, somebody who's in control of his powers. Ang cute. I wanna see that.
God, I screamed talaga nung ano. Kasi diba para yung sequence nun, parang panagilip lang niya yung lumilipad siya. And then suddenly, nag-rush in si Dushik. Tapos, siya pala yung tatay. Oh my God, I screamed.
Grabe talaga yun.
I screamed talaga. Shit.
Love it so
much. And at the same time, after screaming, sabi ko talaga, oh my God, tawa si Pia! Ang pogi!
Yung si ano cute din, nun. Yung si Ate Girl na yung pinrotektahan ni ano, ni Jisoo, Hisu. Ni Hisu. Na ano pala, NIS.
NIS, oo.
Na bigwig pala
hindi siya. Hindi pala siya nag-age yung kanyang superpower. Tapos ang pangalan niya ay Shin Ye-won.
So she's part of Black, she's a Black agent.
I don't know if she's a black agent or she's just part of NIS. Or what if siyang link natin kung paano nagsimula itong superhuman
possible. MMA. Kasi kung hindi siya nag-age.
So matagal na siyang, ang tagal na
niya. Sumataas na siya sa ranks.
Yeah, kasi si Director Min,
tupi.
Nataranta siya eh. Oh, tupi siya eh. Diba? Oh, interesting. And you know who else I wanna like see more of, pero feeling ko baka patayin siya.
Sino?
Si what's his name? The North Korean guy who lived, the chicken, the French
Oh, the tall guy!
Si Uncle!
Samchon!
Pero alam ko sinong ayaw ko talagang balikan. Yung principal na chismoso na may reptile eyes. Yung nakakakita ng...
God!
Siya yung, tagahanap.
And plus, his ears, there's hair growing out of his ears. It annoys me each time I can't concentrate whenever he's on screen.
Nakakairita siya, pero alam ko, malaking role niya.
Correct.
Kasi siya, if you think about it, siya rin yung nagpapatakbo ng NIS. At hindi niya rin i-reveal sa kanila na may powers siya. O at least to Director Min, di ba? Parang palagi niya lang sinasabi na, I'm great at research or whatever. Ooh, interesting. Ooh, so many crumbs, guys. So many Easter eggs. Biten kung biten, but wow. Like, at the end of the day, ako sobrang satisfied. A lot of people were complaining, what? It ended at 20 episodes. Ako, I'm not complaining. I just want them to rush to go for Kangful, to go to that drawing board and start writing that freaking script for the next season. Because, like, I don't know. I really cannot wait for the next season. I'm really, really 100% guaranteed na it's gonna happen. So I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Do you guys have final words on the show?
I'm just so thankful that this came out. Like, this year felt so dry for me when it comes to K-dramas. Like, it's so hard to find something that I really liked. And this one, as in, I feel like sobrang konti lang ang mga K-drama that I rewatch because ang daming mga bago at laging pinapanood. And this, even right now when we're talking about it, I wanna rewatch it because actually, kahit na 20 episodes siya, 40 minutes each lang naman siya, guys.
Correct.
I
mean,
sobrang, it's so easy to watch. It's sobrang nakaka-invest ng emotions. I'm just so grateful that this came out. Thank you so much, Disney Plus, for this. And ilabas nyo na agad yung season 2. Galit na galit po yung asawa ko sa ending. As in, napatayo po siya, tapos naglakad-lakad. Yun na yun? Ang bitin! Bakit ganun? Ang dami niyo sinabi. Para po sa peace of mind niya. Ilabas nyo na po ang Correct. Season 2.
Much appreciate the show. As in, whole lot of fun. Parang iba yung feeling na binibigay niya. And truly appreciate na it's about family and, you know, parents, sacrifice. Alam mo yun, parang we usually, sometimes people say, dismiss that. Alam mo yun, in this like, modern day and age. Alam mo yun, parang, ang dating ng mga tao, parang, sakripisyo ng mga magulang ko yun. I mean, hindi ako involved. Pero, parang na-appreciate yung mga ganitong Asian takes on like, familial relationships. Na parang, it's a give and take. And I hope na a lot more people out there who aren't Asians, who don't experience this kind of dynamic, see this and appreciate naman the kind of family dynamics that we have. And hopefully a lot more people din na Asians, I mean, na tayo na nabuhay ng ganyan, get to appreciate din yung beauty din ng ganong klaseng familial dynamics nga ng isang Asian family. So, yun lang naman. Nakaka-touch siya. Although, meron ako sana yung dulo, wag nang parating parang K-drama. Kasi dun, baka para ako si Eric. Kasi para ako, urot na urot talaga ako nung end eh. Para ako like, ang bilis na naman. Bakit? Ba't para tayo nagpamadali? Yun lang.
Yung bilang chop-chop-chop, parang graduation.
Ang dami nangyayari, kulang na lang PPL.
Oh, parang ganun. Buti na lang walang PPL. Take note, uncanny counter.
Correct.
Naku, baka sa season 2 lumabas naman yung mga PPL. Ayusin sana lang nila.
Kasi sikat na sila.
Oo, diba?
Kailangan na nilang mag-latch on. Ay, naku.
Bigla na lang.
Okay, so we are now in this portion na inaabangan ng lahat.
Wow!
So for this episode, guys, bilang we talked extensively about families, ang ating game is Family Feud!
OMG! Oh, diba? Ding-dang-dantes!
Check out. Correct. So, you guys, alam nyo naman kung paano maglaro ng Family Feud, diba?
Uh-huh.
Meron tayong category or question na tatanungin ko. And basically, sasabihin nyo sa akin na ng top 5 or 5 things that you think belong under this category slash question. Itong mga answers nyo, meron siyang equivalent points whether or not pasok siya dun sa question slash category na in-answer ko. And then, pataasan lang tayo ng score.
Okay.
Okay.
This game is Trenzy versus Pia, so I am your host because I have all the answers and the knowledge, so handa na kayo. Okay, so let's begin our first ever Once a Sarang Family Feud. Okay, so ang ating unang category relating to Hisu and her plight to become a PE major for college. Please name the popular sports in Korea. Go.
Pia.
Pia, because she said Pia ako, and not me.
Sorry, ako lang buzzer.
Sorry, name. Okay, Pia.
Football. 2, baseball.
Okay.
3,
Without my time limit yan.
Ah, sige.
Actually, dapat mabilisan to.
Curling,
okay.
4 is speed skating.
Okay.
5, volleyball.
Alright. Okay, Miss Trency.
Okay. Badminton, basketball,
okay.
Wrestling, shirung. Tatlo na yon. Tennis.
Okay.
And golf.
Actually. Wonderful. Grabe yung okay ko, no? Parang kumuha lang ako ng order.
Correct.
Kasi nagsusulat
ako. Parang kang nagaano. NSO statistics.
Okay. So, apparently, ang top 5 sports in Korea is number 1, baseball.
Yay!
Number 2, football.
Yay!
Number 3, basketball.
Oh.
Number 4, esports.
Kasama pala esports.
At number 5, volleyball.
Pero
naglagay din ako na in-include ko rin yung top 8. So may additional 8 pa ako underneath just in case. Para may equivalent points din siya. So those 3 are taekwondo, badminton, and golf. Okay, so baseball gets 100 points. Football gets 50, basketball is 30, esports is 20, volleyball is 10, and the last 3, taekwondo, badminton, golf, is 1 point.
Okay.
Okay, so the results of the first round, with Pia getting football, baseball, and volleyball, you get 160 points.
Yay!
Trency, on the other hand, getting badminton, basketball, and golf, gets 32 points.
Layo.
Okay lang yan, kayang-kaya pang humabol okay, kasi merong 150 points eh, diba? Okay, so for our next category, to pay tribute naman to Hisu's father, Juwon, who is a fried chicken restaurant owner, please name the top 5 popular street food in Korea.
Trenzy!
Pia!
Di pa ako nag-go, pero sige, Trenzy.
Top 5 popular street foods in Korea. Okay. Tteokbokki. Tangina na ba mga street food dun? Yung sotok, getok, o megetok. Talaga din. Tteokbokki. Sotok. Ano 'yun yung may tinapay?
Hoy, bigyan mo din siya ng time.
yung tinapay, yung may ano, yung favorite ni ano ni Namjoon. Chicken. Fried chicken.
Fine.
Chicken. Fucking shit. Ano yun? Bong.
Five.
Bunggupang. Sabihin ko na. Yun yung sasagutin ko eh.
Bunggupang. Tsaka.
Five.
Tsaka egg drop.
Four. Okay, Miss Pia. Ano po ang inyong answers?
Tanghulu.
Ano?
Hotok. Tanghulu.
Tanghulu.
So, obviously, wala siya sa list. Yun yung trending right now. Sorry. Yung mga candies, yung mga fruits na candied.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Ang next, hotok, chestnut bread, and
you have two
street
more.
Food.
5, 4.
Jajangmyeon? Ah, mung bean pancake.
Okay, ta-da. Okay, so ang top 5 street foods in Korea is, of course, number 1, tteokbokki.
Tteokbokki!
Yay!
Number 2, sundae.
Sundae, street food pa na yun.
Apparently. Number 3 is kukbap. I did not know this, but it's rice in a cup. Uh-oh. That's in a cup. Number 4, mandu. And number 5 is the Korean chicken.
Chicken.
The rest, yung last 3 to complete the 8, it's omok. Mm. So that's fish cake, bap burger, which is rice burger.
Fish
and,
cake!
And twigim, yung mga fried stuff. Diba, they like frying squid, vegetables. Pia still on the lead with 160. And Trenzy with 142. And finally, kaya pang humabol ni Trenzy for our final category for this family feud. Magsabi kayo agad ng pangalan nyo, the moment
when you say
I
go.
Say...
Go.
The moment I finish saying the category.
Oh my gosh.
This is a tribute naman to Dushik, who can fly. Please name the top 5 destinations that Koreans love to
Trenzy!
Go
to.
Pia!
Oh!
Gusto ko yung sumay ko talaga sa mic.
Okay, Trenzy, go. Okay.
Destinations that you wanna go to. Cebu?
Countries naman.
Countries, okay. Philippines, USA, France, Thailand, and I would say Spain.
Okay. How about you, Pia?
Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
For concerts.
Manonood din ba sila ng concert?
Hindi sila makabili sa kanila.
Oh! New Zealand.
Okay.
And Canada.
Meron kayong nasabi, hindi nasabi, na hindi rin napuntahan ni Joshua Hong. Okay, so ang top 5 destinations na gustong puntahan ng Vietnamese ng Koreans are number 1, the US. Number 2, Vietnam.
Ooh.
Number 3, Thailand. Number 4, the Philippines.
Wow!
What?
Number 4 tayo.
And number 5, Singapore.
Oh my God!
I think it's for the orchids.
Japan? Or maybe because
tapos,
it's too near?
Yung number 6, 7, 8 is Taiwan, Japan, and Germany.
Germany?
Germany.
Random na lang Germany. Ano mga hanap nila doon, castle?
I'm so surprised that Japan isn't there. They always say there. It's always part of their, like, list.
Baka they always think of it as, like, a daily commute.
Correct.
Kaya nga eh, parang tatawirin lang eh.
Very long.
Correct. So, ang ating winner ay si Trenzy with 192 points.
Woo!
Wow! Congratulations! The winner of our family feud, ang ating pangkabuhayan package ay ang mag-edit ng episode nito.
Na 2 hours 18 minutes long. Aba po.
Chukahe! Guys, I really hope that you enjoyed it. Medyo may kabahan.
Bilang maulan today.
Baka kasi ngayon, guys.
Oo, bumahan daw sa sukat.
May kahabaan, pero diba, sobrang fruitful naman. Ang dami nating napiga. At actually, sobrang dami pang pwedeng pigain.
Yes.
Kasi na-move talaga kami ng moving.
Yes!
We hope you liked it, and if you did, please like and subscribe and comment away. Like, baka may mga thoughts pa kayo na alam mo yon, gusto nyong pag-usapan. Super game na kami to talk some more. Nagsabi na nga si Trenzy kanina during break na gusto ko pa itong pag-usapan na pagkatapos natin mag-record. Point is, ang daming pwedeng sabihin, and we're just here with open arms. Welcome to talk back, to talk with you again, to talk with you about it.
And guys, if one day you wake up and she's not moving. Yeah. Yung lagi ko mapasok sa utak ko kapag lumalabas yung title ng Body Can't Be Moved. Kakakairata.